Name of the book: 365 Days with the Prophet Muhammad. Author: Nurdin Damla. Illustrated by Osman Turhan. 365 Days with the Prophet Muhammad is a unique storybook, which takes children on a fun-filled, day-by-day adventure throughout the life and times of the Prophet Muhammad. Every day, children will find in it a new story enshrining the wisdom of the Prophet Muhammad, which they can apply in their daily lives. Children will love the colorful illustrations and captivating stories, charmingly told in simple language. Along with the 365 stories, there is also a beautifully illustrated map to help children understand in the context of today the importance of the people, places, and events that are mentioned in the stories. We present day 245 from this amazing book. The Joy of the Little Girl. While he was walking on the street, he met a poor man. He said, "O Messenger of Allah, clothe me with a shirt and, inshallah, Allah, the Almighty, will clothe you in paradise." The Prophet immediately took off the shirt and gave it to the poor man. Then he returned home. He went back to the same shop, and he bought another shirt for 4 dinars. He was left with just 2 dinars. While walking back home, he met a little girl who was crying. He approached her and asked, "Little girl, why are you crying?" "Sir," the little girl said, "I am a slave. My master gave me 2 dinars to buy some flowers, but I have lost the money." The Prophet gave his remaining last 2 dinars to the little girl, but the girl did not stop crying. The Prophet asked, "My dear, isn't this what you wanted? You wanted some money, right? Why are you still crying?" The little girl said, "I am afraid because I am late going home. They will be upset with me." Hearing this, the Prophet said, "Don't be afraid," and then he held her hand and took her up to her master's door. At the door, he gave his usual greeting, "Assalamu alaikum." He waited for a while. When he did not get an answer back from inside, he repeated his greeting several times. The people at home did not want to make him wait any longer and greeted him back, "Wa alaikum assalam." "O Messenger of Allah, please come in," he asked. "Did you not hear my greeting the first time?" They said, "Yes, we did. We just wanted to increase the greetings from you. It is a blessing for us. You have honored us by coming to our house. May we learn the reason for your taking the trouble to come to our home?" The Prophet explained to them all that had happened to the little girl. Afterward, he added, "Thinking that you might get angry with her, I have come here to explain things to you. Please don't get upset with her. It was not her fault." After these words of the messenger, the owner of the house said, "May our lives and properties be sacrificed for your sake. O Messenger of Allah, since for the sake of this little girl you have visited our house, at this moment, I have freed her. She is no longer a slave. She can live her life in any way she wishes." Immediately the Prophet and the little girl looked at each other. The little girl's tears had stopped now. Her face was glowing with happiness. She thanked the Prophet many times. From that day on, she was going to live a life just like her friends, free and happy. 40 While returning home, the Prophet said to himself, "My Lord, how blessed you made this money. With that little thing, you have given the poor man and me a shirt and goodness and happiness to a little girl. Many thanks to you. Living in a state of negativity is a kind of self-killing.